Blog Talk Radio.
All Access Abdul. All Access Abdul. Get the straight-up gossip with All Access Abdul, live on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi!
Oh, wow. We have a phone call already.
Yay!
But anyway, I think first of all, we need to start out with a special shout-out to, of course, Paula on her birthday. It's her 53rd birthday today. I don't know
Happy
how she
birthday,
does it. She
Paula.
She looks fantastic. So definitely a huge happy birthday shout out from me and Amy. Definitely, I would say two of her biggest fans. If you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Amy.
No, you're queen bee of the fandom.
I'm not queen bee of the fandom. Anyway, let's see
and
who's
the
calling
of the fandom.
Let's see. Hi.
And by the way, for our new callers, I'm Amy Coe, and this is Megan McNugget. Megan McNugget, yeah. Say hi.
Yes, I'm also a very big fan of McDonald's. Anyway, moving on. So I don't know who this 417 number is, but hi.
Hi.
Hi, Michaela.
How's it going, girls?
Oh, it is Michaela. Okay, I'm like, who the hell is this? Okay.
That's
so
funny.
Michaela, do you have a birthday wish that you would like to send to Paula?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's only the coolest person ever, like, that's ever been in, like, America or anywhere. So, yeah, like, happy birthday to, like, the coolest chick who's, like, ever been alive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think she does either.
Can I just say for a minute that I'm still very, 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 like, in, like, fangirl mode from that picture on Twitter?
Yeah.
Because I saw that, and I had to leave my house because everybody in my house was asleep, and I couldn't fangirl because no one was. I didn't want to wake anybody up.
Brilliant.
Aww.
So, yeah, that was a sweet
actually,
picture.
You know, Amy, I think it's important that we get the word out about the Power of Pain fundraiser that's going on.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to explain to our listeners what's going on, that would be fantastic.
I don't know the webpage on the top of my head. PowerofPainFoundation.com?
I think it's powerofpain.org. Powerofpain.org.
There you go. On their donate page, look for the All Access Abdul post, and you can donate. Money goes towards Paula's birthday fund in honor of her birthday.
And we're also on Power of Pain. We are selling All Abdul themed T-shirts, which they're kind of limited edition to Paula's birthday, but you know, they are Amy's brainchild, I think. You know, Amy worked very hard. Amy worked very hard to come up with that.
The fact that you're saying this kind of makes me... Why are you just pointing the finger at me that it was me? This was our brainchild.
Well, I feel bad because, like you said, I'm the freaking queen bee of the fandom, and I don't like being called that.
Whatever.
You guys both had a brainchild.
What?
You guys both had a brainchild, and it looks just like both of you.
Oh.
Yes, it is. It's more Amy's baby than it is mine.
Whatever.
I have a food baby of McNuggets going on. So, who is this that's calling in? Let's find out. So, who else is joining our party?
Me?
Who's the 587?
Am I on?
Hello. Yeah, who is that?
Guess who?
Is it Halen?
Yep.
Hi, Halen.
Hi. Hi, Megan. Hi, Amy. Hello.
Oh,
I've never actually talked to you.
Halen in God knows how long.
I know. I've been so busy, and oh my God, I haven't talked on the radio in so long since Paula Radio.
Well, this is our first official show back on for a weekly basis now. We've been kind of very busy working alongside the Power of Pain Foundation to raise money for Paula's birthday. It's been a very couple crazy week.
Yeah, actually, I have a question for you about that. We've been kind of talking back and forth with the people from Power of Pain, and for some reason, they cannot find your donations.
Oh, well, maybe it didn't go through. I thought it went through.
That's kind of scary.
Oh, maybe because it was on, the PAL. What is that? PayPal.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe it didn't go through. I thought it said it did.
Weird.
I'll try again.
Did you check your bank account?
No. Maybe I should do that.
Yeah. Halen, you are, that's her name, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Just making sure I said it right. You are so beautiful. Like, I've seen you in your pictures. You could be a model.
Oh, God.
Right?
No.
For
and
real.
She has a really good voice, too. She can
who said that, Megan?
Rap,
I said
it.
That. Michaela said that.
Who?
Michaela.
Oh, Michaela. Oh, Michaela. Oh, okay. Thanks.
Of course.
Hey, Haley, I just want to inform everybody, to those who may not know yet, because I don't believe it's been posted anywhere, Amy. Okay, that sounded like an asshole move, but Amy will totally understand
what
that.
New?
Anyway, next Wednesday, I will have the wonderful experience of being in Paula's presence yet again. She's doing a fundraiser for the Ronald McDonald House.
Oh yeah,
she's doing a fundraiser for the Ronald McDonald House in New York City. So my plan was that if we didn't get a tweet of this with her card or whatever, I was going to call her out on it and be like, "Yo, where's the picture?" But since we got one, I need kind of some ideas from some other fans, or, you know, is there anything that anybody wants me to tell her? Or, you know, because I already have been told that I need to FaceTime someone from St. Louis, Missouri, who will not give up on that. So, you know, any ideas?
Amy, are you going to be there?
I wish.
My parents stayed at the. Oh, yeah. My mom and dad
stayed at
the Ronald McDonald's House when I was born, because I was 4 pounds, 1 ounce. So that's so cool.
Well, Megan, if you're not too busy, you can, like, FaceTime me, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
I still have
my number. Okay, actually, funny story. When I FaceTimed Denise from So You Think You Can Dance Audition, she actually told me that she thought that I was calling her to tell her that I couldn't call her from auditions. But the second she saw Paula, I think she screamed some, like, Mexican curse.
She's going to hate me for saying that, but it's okay.
She's so cute.
Who are we talking about?
Denise.
Is she listening?
I don't know. No,
hi, Denise. I love you. I sent you a message. You need to check your Facebook.
She was texting me, and it said, "I'm at work and I'm crying. Megan, I'm crying. Like, literally, my students are trying to stop my crying. I can't deal with this." And so she, obviously, I sent her the picture of Paula with the card. So she was very, very emotional.
I cried over that, too. I was at the gym and I showed my mom. I was like, "Oh, my gosh."
Yeah, see, everybody in my house was asleep, so I had to, like, drive out of my driveway and, like, go down my side street and scream and cry for, like, a good 5 minutes. And then I went to Burger King and got a slushie. So I'm really happy.
What about the McNuggets?
Oh, Jesus Christ, Amy, do you see what you started?
Megan, you are a nugget. It just worked. Megan McNugget.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Tyson makes gluten-free chicken nuggets? Pretty fantastic.
Listen, okay, this is why I'm going to that Ronald McDonald House thing, because, hello, it's Paula and McDonald in the same place. Two of my fucking favorite things in the entire world in the same place.
Maybe Ronald will be there.
Maybe John might be there.
Maybe John Caprio will be there dressed up like Ronald.
God. Oh, my God, stop it.
I'm in love with him.
Yeah, you are.
He's so good looking.
Yeah. Hey, Lynn, I'm going to have to, you're going to have to give me your number, because I can tell you some stuff that went on when I was in college that I don't really think I should talk about right now, because
I still have your number from, like, I still have your number from, like, forever ago, and I don't even know what happened, but
Yeah, I don't know. Well, actually,
you know what I should do?
Have you talked to, has anyone talked to Nikki Demers at all?
No, I haven't heard from her in forever.
Okay, because I have been, she's kind of gone, because I haven't talked to her either, and I know Amy has to talk to her.
Yeah.
What happened to her?
I haven't talked to her in forever.
Who
she's
knows
still
what happened? I don't know. I don't know.
Have
any of
you seen the
in...
video that the family made?
I thought it was cute.
It was very cute. I thought the girls who worked on it did a very good job. And there were moments I was tearing up. I'm just saying.
Can someone send this to me on Facebook?
Video. This is posted on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay. Whose page?
Check Ab. Are you on Twitter?
I'm not on. Well, like, oh wait, yeah. I mean, I'm on both of them. Okay, sorry.
Abdul Vogue posted it.
Okay.
And it's also on the PMLA account.
Gotcha. I will check them out.
Yeah.
Are you guys able to tell how many viewers we have?
That's Megan knows.
Megan, can you tell?
I just call.
Oh, cool.
How many viewers we have?
Or listeners, I mean.
Sure. Give me 1 second, and I'll be able to tell you.
Cool.
I don't know. Let's see. Right now, none. So that's good.
Well, you know what? We're having fun, so that's what matters.
You guys watch so anyway, has anybody checked out the Starshop app?
I just watched the videos and then I'm done.
Well,
I ordered my
custom
name on a
hair shampoo.
Yeah.
I ordered me some custom shampoo.
Let me guess what you have on there. Megan McNugget.
No.
On the shampoo and the conditioner. No, make it on the
no,
shampoo.
No, I actually
put it yeah.
Is
okay,
that shampoo and conditioner
funny.
For real? That shampoo
what?
And conditioner, is it for real? Or I thought it was
yeah.
just like... Oh, it's actually hers? She made it?
No,
well,
she didn't make it.
She partnered with this app called Starshop. And basically what Starshop is Starshop is a way that celebrities can endorse products and, like, get them out to their fans. So she endorsed this product. But the cool thing about the shampoo and conditioner, which I didn't realize, is that after you go on their site and you put in all your stuff, they send you an email with a survey, and it's all about your hair and, like, what your hair type is and what you want your hair to do. And they custom make each bottle of shampoo and conditioner for what you want to do to your hair.
So I just
want
to make mine look like
yeah.
Paula. That's about it.
Thank you. Mm.
Oh. Right, girl.
Yeah.
Right.
Halen, you already look like her.
Yeah. Okay,
no.
Can we talk about that? Like, Halen, if Paula ever needs a stand-in, I'm calling you.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
And I just want to send a very special shout out to Stephanie Worley Abdul Goss. She's very fantastic. She's a very good friend of mine. She's wonderful. But I do think she was also very instrumental in helping put that birthday card together for Paula. It was a big deal. It took a lot of work. And me and Amy were tracking that card every day. Where is it? Who's got it? Where's it going next? Who's going? Where's it going after this? And we had some pretty big milestones along the way, huh, Amy? We had to overcome some issues.
Yeah, like when I sent it to Denise, and it took like 3 weeks.
It took 3 weeks, and then I had to eventually. We had about 5 other people who wanted to sign the card as of last week. So I called up everybody and said, tell me what you want me to write because I can't get it to you. It's got to go out tomorrow. Then I went to the UPS store, and the UPS store wanted to charge me $45 to send that card. And I was like, nope.
Well, it wasn't just a card. Explain, it wasn't just a card. It was the T-shirt, too. We wanted to give the lady the Power of Pain one of the T-shirts to say a big thank you for her helping us out with this whole fundraiser. So it's the card and the T-shirt. Okay,
yes,
you can continue.
And Barbie Engel from Power of Pain, she's a fantastic lady. She helped me and Amy out so much. I know she suffers from chronic pain as well. I don't know if it's RSD or not. It might be. But she was actually the one that got the card to Paula. So if you get a chance, tweet her at Barbie Engel and say thank you, because that was a huge thing, and she did not have to help us out all with that.
I didn't know about the thing, but it's so cool that it actually got to her, like the card and stuff.
We worked very hard on that card.
I know I said it, but like it. We did. That card was crazy.
Well, for ain't never gonna give you literally around up. The world. Ain't never gonna let you down, baby.
Oh gosh.
Hey, speaking of him, I don't know who that was, but
that was me.
All right. So can we all agree that lately, Paula's outfits have been freaking on point. Every one of her outfits has been awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been helping her do some shopping. Did I forget?
Oh, have you, Amy? Have you? And you've not told me about this? Okay.
Yeah. We've been hitting up the hot LA stores.
I think that Amy looks like Paula too, you guys.
Oh.
Not as much as Haylin.
Oh, God. I don't think I do. Like, I wish, like, oh, my God, but no.
Listen, if I marry someone that looks like John, I'll be very happy with that. Dang.
I got a whole lot to say.
I didn't even know that they were still dating.
Is the fact that when Paul went to the Mets game, and I was going to go. I was dead-ass going to go, and then I didn't know if she was going to be there, so I didn't. And who did she bring with her? John. That could have been my shot right there. But no, I didn't know.
You should have went from the start, Megan. I mean, if you really love your Mets, like, as much as I love my Cardinals, you should have been there.
Well, see, now, Amy, you should tell everybody what happened to you.
What happened?
I went to the Cardinals game and had a very good time with my girlfriend. We won, but, like, when do the Cardinals ever lose? Like, we won tonight, 12-4 against the Phillies. Like,
I don't know where you're at. They lost 2 times to the Mets, so. Oh, what happened?
Well, all I have to say is I would love to see Paula Abdul in the same stadium as my boys.
Heck yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I could cry. I could possibly cry.
Heck yeah.
I know there's not a game tonight, but she looks so stinking cute at that Dodgers game. Like, oh, my God, she looks so cute.
Oh, my gosh, did you see who threw the first pitch at the Dodgers stadium tonight? Lisa Vanderpump, the queen. And she looks pretty cute, too.
Excuse me, you are on All Access Abdul, not
fucking VIP Lisa Vanderpump radio
Isn't
show.
Isn't Paula
so,
the queen?
She is.
I didn't see no queen tile. I haven't seen a crown on her head just yet.
Oh,
Amy
is my queen.
Ooh,
Amy, I'm going to hang up on you. You're evil.
Hey, when are you Mother Truckers coming to Branson?
What?
When are you Mother Truckers coming to Branson to see me?
Yeah, Megan, when are you going to Branson?
Yeah, when are you coming to New York? Because I'm going to be around New York. I mean, hey, if anybody wants to come to the Ronald McDonald House next week, feel free. I will be there. It is open bar. I will be having a great time. So,
hey, Megan.
Open bar.
Hey, Megan.
I totally wish I was rich enough to actually
You
do
should
that.
Share with us some of that money tree in your backyard.
Yeah.
No, because you know where my money tree goes? My money tree goes down the street to buy me some McNuggets. Okay?
Okay.
If it's not McNuggets, it's Taco Bell. If it's not Taco Bell, it's Burger King.
Yes!
Oh,
making
McNuggets.
Hey, listen, I love me some fast food. Actually, side note, when
okay,
I watched
you think you can dance audition,
I was very, very, very sick that morning. Like, I was going to throw up and die. And so then I ended up seeing Paula, and I hugged her, and I said, I've been out since 5 o'clock this morning, and I'm so sick. And she literally stepped away from me like I had fucking Ebola. She was like, do not come near me. I was like, no, it's okay. I just have an upset stomach. And my friend that was with me goes, she ate too much to McDonald's, Paula. Like,
no way. No way. That's so embarrassing.
And Paula looked at me and goes, you know that's not good for you. You shouldn't eat that. And I was like, okay, and I literally for a week I was like, I can't eat it. I'm not allowed. And then, fuck, 2 days later, I was like, I need McDonald's.
She's the one who admitted on the Chew that she eats Taco Bell.
Well, Taco Bell can be arguably healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, you put lettuce and tomatoes and like meat on it. Okay, you go to McDonald's and hand me some McNuggets. That is nothing but fried chicken.
So, I don't even think it's is it cheating. Real chicken?
No,
speaking
not
food.
Really.
Like,
every
I remember 3 years ago, it was like gray chicken.
I say, Amy, guess where I am? And she's like, McDonald's. And I say, no, it's Taco Bell. Yes. Okay, great. So, I'm trying to think, what else has Paula done lately? I like that she goes to all those baseball games. It's nice to see pictures of her because we all know that as time goes on and like after So You Think You Can Dance ends for the season, it's going to be like hard to find pictures of her.
I hope she comes back next season.
Oh, me too. I can go to auditions again.
Oh, no, me too.
And hopefully there won't be a 4-foot blizzard that comes to auditions, or hopefully there's not a fire in Memphis.
I know.
It's haunted.
We need to take Kaylin.
Oh, wait, where
am I going? All I know is I want to save up and I want to come somewhere. Like, I want to go somewhere. I just, like, Carly, like, I don't know if anyone talked to her.
I love Carly.
She just came and saw me this weekend. She came to Edmonton and we hung out. Yeah.
So Kaylin, where do you live?
I live in Canada. No one really comes here.
Somebody else called in on our line. Who's 4-0?
Kaylin, how old are you?
She's one of the girls we text.
Wait, what?
I don't know. It says 480-502-5818. Who is that?
Hey, Lynn, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, cool.
She's from the group text.
I didn't know that. For some reason, I thought you were, like, 17.
Yeah, and
wait,
a lot of people think that.
Just answer this person. I'm trying to figure this out.
480, isn't that right? Calgary?
Is it huh? Seth?
Are you
oh,
wait, no, 403. 403 is Calgary. Never mind.
Whoa.
I can't hear anybody on this phone.
Oh. Hello, this is Barbie.
Hi.
Okay. Sorry. I'm trying to figure out. My phone is going crazy. So anyway, this is Barbie, the one that we were talking about, who helped us out with Power of Pain, guys.
Ooh. Barbie, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You just gave out my number on live on air.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You've got to get a new one.
Yeah, probably.
We're trying to...
I was just calling to say thank you guys for choosing Power of Pain Foundation to, I know it's one of Paula's favorite charities and she's an ambassador for us, but I appreciate that, you know, she works with quite a few charities, so I just want to say thanks for choosing us.
Well, of course.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and we're very grateful. We saw Paula tweeted a picture of her with our card that we sent you. So
yep.
We're all very, very grateful that you were able to get that to her. You have no idea how much it means to all of us. When I speak for me, I speak for pretty much everybody in the fandom, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It was my pleasure. I'm glad I could help out.
And do you have a number of, like, what we're at donation-wise that you can let everybody know who's listening?
Yes. The current donations are at $671.51.
Nice.
And I can actually tell you who donated. There's people posting that they donated, but I can see every single donation in real time. So I know that maybe they plan on donating, but they haven't donated yet. So.
Gotcha. Cool. And does that count all of the T-shirts as well?
Yeah, that includes the T-shirt sales as well.
Cool.
So,
yep,
guys,
and we're leaving the T-shirt up till the end of the month, right?
Correct.
So,
yeah, we were gonna be done with it today, but you guys talked us into leaving it up until the end of the month. So hopefully we can get some more T-shirt sales as well.
Cool.
And thank you for my shirt.
We wanted to at least be able to send you something. And thank you for the stuff that you sent Amy and I as well. That was very nice of you.
Yeah, thank you.
It's in a nice shrine, so
it's
very
welcome.
Very appreciated. So Barbie is you're the founder of the Power of Pain Foundation, correct?
Yeah, I'm the president, and I was one of the founders of it.
Okay, so Barbie is obviously involved with the Power of Pain Foundation. You can follow her on Twitter at Barbie Engel, or you can follow the Power of Pain Foundation, which is at Power of Pain. They've been tweeting and retweeting the stuff that we've been tweeting about Paula's donation fund. So, guys, if you haven't donated, please consider it. We're trying to reach a goal of $1,000 for the month of June. So you have roughly about another week and, 3 days or so. But the T-shirts are up until the end of June, and then everybody that ordered T-shirts, they will go out as soon as possible, if I'm correct, Barbie.
Absolutely. They'll go out at the beginning of July once we shut down the sales. All the T-shirts go out at the same time. And
right.
The money
Perfect.
Raised will go to help our RSD awareness and education projects that we do, which are free to the public. So, it really does. We try to offer the education for free so that people who are patients and their caregivers who are spending a lot of money on medical expenses can still get the information, resources, and tools that they need for their everyday living.
So every
cent counts. Every cent counts. Even if all you can give is 5 cents, whatever you can give, it is helpful.
Awesome.
Well, so Barbie, if anybody has any questions, we can get in touch with Barbie. You can get in touch with me or Amy. We have a pretty good contact way with Barbie. So if anyone has any questions, feel free to get in touch with either of us, and we can get you guys in touch with Barbie.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to let you guys go. I know you're almost done with the show for tonight, but just want to call in and say a big thank you to everybody, and happy birthday to Paula.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Well, thank you. Barbie. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling.
Yep, take care.
Yeah, Barbie, you're awesome.
All right.
Bye. Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I can't believe we gave out her phone number on air.
Whoops. Just kidding,
technically,
Barbie.
Technically, it was only like the first three numbers. It wasn't like the whole thing, was it?
I can't remember, honestly.
It's funny because after I read 480, I was like, I know that number. But then I was like, and then I got a message on my phone, and I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, my bad.
But, yeah, so I, you know, like I said, I highly encourage you guys, if you haven't already donated, please consider donating. It's such a huge help. And, you know, as far as Amy and I know, Paula knows about the fundraiser. She tweeted about it today. And I'm sure that she's grateful for every cent that we can raise for her and in her honor. You know, we pick a charity every year, and I don't know if anybody saw the picture of Paula with the card and the letter, but
yeah.
I wrote that letter kind of stating that, you know, every year we do pick a charity. This year we picked Power of Pain, and, you know, every dime that goes to Power of Pain is going to help people who suffer from chronic pain just like she does. So, you know, any dollar amount helps. I know there have been donations from $3 up to $300. So mm-hmm. do what you can. Every little cent counts. And, you know, what better way than to give back to Paula? Obviously, we can't all be there, and we can't all chip in and buy her a gift because I don't have money for a pair of Louboutins. So it happens.
What about that money tree?
Yeah, what
I don't
about
have
that
money tree?
How do you like her nails in that picture with her card? They're blue.
I know, I saw that.
They're pretty.
So cute.
Oh, sure.
And Amy actually said that it looks like she has tears in her eyes in that picture.
She does. It looks like you watered it up a bit. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, anybody have any closing thoughts on Paula's birthday? Unfortunately, it's 11:32 here, so we're 2 minutes over, but it will be podcasted to the website, so feel free to get in touch with any of us, and the podcast will go up in like an hour.
Well, I just want to say that Paula does not look 53. She looks 33. She can't be 53. Look at that face.
I know, right?
No. Right? She looks like she's younger than I am, okay?
Well, yeah, she doesn't look a day over 30, so it's like, what? Some damn
Amy, any thoughts?
Just tune into So You Think You Can Dance. It looks like it's amazing. I already have a favorite. Do you have a favorite?
You mean there are contestants on that show?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just
you mean I'm supposed to not watch
and her ball hopping.
Table?
Oh,
watching
my God. Ball hopping.
Don't get me started on that. I freaking cracked up. I showed it to my mom. My mom was like, she's so mean. She's so nasty. I'm like, Mom, it's funny. She's like, I don't want to know about her sexual endeavors. I'm like, Mom, that's
what about
not
Paula's
what she's
sexual endeavors?
About.
You wouldn't want to know.
Why didn't she want to know?
Who wouldn't want to know?
I was just like, Mom, that's not what she's talking about.
Oh.
Really? Really?
Wait, huh?
I don't know. I had some fun with that ball hopping stuff, man. I was on the same wavelength.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
You know what I heard on the radio?
What?
I was listening to, like, the older station, and there was something, I have to say this quietly, I live with my parents, because there was something, like, about something about a picture that a guy was talking about, and there was a picture some guy had of Paula that showed her something.
Oh,
I don't know.
I can't take chances on the off chance that Paula listens to the show, because I don't want her to think anything about me. That's weird. I'm sure she thinks I'm weird already, so I'm just going to not say anything on that topic.
That's funny.
Better say than sorry.
Wait,
this is her birthday.
Did you say you better say you're sorry?
No, I said it's better safe than sorry.
Oh.
That you don't say nothing.
Yeah, there you go. What
if
she does
listen to
this?
She'd be like, what?
Yeah. Didn't you say we don't have any viewers yet, though?
Listeners?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Well,
I don't know why I keep thinking this is a show.
That's a neat thing.
Imagine if we had a freaking TV show. Could you just imagine if we had a TV show?
Oh my god. Like a talk show? That'd be so cool.
Yes, like a talk show.
And instead of instead of us on the phone, it would be like us in a chair right across from you, like Ellen. Oh my
and
god.
We could have Paula
so cool.
come and
Donnie.
Interview her.
Yeah.
And Donnie.
Mm-hmm. I know who he is now.
Anyone still friends on Facebook?
I met Donnie. I met Donnie, and he's a freaking sweetheart.
He sounds like one.
He's great. Good. Everyone needs a Donnie in their life. I'm just saying.
That's cool.
I
want pin drop. There's the pin drop again.
But I think you're right. I think she does have tears in her eyes in this picture, Amy.
Hmm?
I think she does have tears in her eyes in this picture.
I think she does.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Did you guys see the picture of Marty holding the babies? Oh my gosh, they're so cute.
Oh, the dogs?
Yes, and can I just actually say that I think I saw the picture of her dogs, and then I was like, ooh, but I can zoom in and creep around her kitchen for like 5 minutes, and that's what I did.
You would. You would.
Yeah, I wasn't even looking at the dogs. I was looking in the background.
I was like, ooh, she has a Mac and a Dell computer. You go, Paula.
You guys are funny.
This is what I need every Friday night after work. I need to come home and talk to my friends. Who, can I just say something here?
Mm-hmm.
United so many people all over this world, but honestly, my phone book and my cell phone is more people from the fandom than it is actually people that I've met in real life.
Amen, sister. That's because we're the coolest.
That's because everybody wants to be friends with Queen of the Fandom and Princess of the Fandom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, Amy?
Yep.
Amy Cocoa Puff?
Oh, gosh.
Well, if both
hey,
of you guys have a
listen,
name,
if she can call me Megan McNugget, I can call her Amy Cocoa Puff.
What's my nickname?
Oh, see, but you're M. I can't call you Michaela McNugget. What am I gonna call Halen?
Oh gosh.
Halen the Paula impersonator.
Halen the hottie.
Yeah.
Kidding. Totally kidding. No, we have to think that should be our homework for tonight. We need to think of Luca Michaela.
Okay. Yep. We'll think of stuff. We have homework on a radio show. What?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, everybody's homework is to at least donate $1 to the Power of Teen Foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I already took into my thing, because I don't know. Maybe it just didn't go through.
Caitlin, did you donate enough to get a T-shirt?
Me?
Ideal donation thing was going to be $50. Like, that's what I was going to donate. I don't know if it went through. I'll have to check. Maybe
so the T-shirts, if you click and buy a T-shirt, they're $20, and that mm-hmm. gets you a T-shirt that has Paula's quotes all on the back of it that Amy and I designed.
Oh, yeah,
really?
That's awesome.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it has her signature on it, too.
Yes,
yeah, check your bank account,
Halen.
Okay, I'll
Paula's T-shirt has Paula's signature on it, so.
Halen, I was expecting you to have, like a Canadian accent after you told me you were from Canada, but you don't.
I don't hear Canadian accents. I don't know. Well, I guess people don't hear their own accents.
Okay,
I have a really terrible
question, but do
mm-hmm.
people from Canada actually say A like everybody thinks they do?
I don't, but I've heard Canadians talk and stuff, and sometimes they'll, like, let it slip. But, and then I'll make fun of them because I don't hear that. Like, people, like, I don't listen to it or I don't say it, I don't think, but there's a couple
That's
people
so
that do it. And, like, especially, like,
That was a terribly racist question for me to ask.
Oh, no.
That's
it's
terrible.
Fine. People ask, like, if we live in igloos or something. I'm like, are you kidding?
What?
And if it's always snowing.
I have
snowing,
friend who lives in Virginia. She has roads. First time I met her, I was like, do you have a street or is it, like, dirt? And she was like, what?
Hey, Megan.
I don't know.
Remember that lady who tried out for American Idol and her name was Megan Roach?
Yeah, I do.
No, her name was Mary Roach. Let's get real.
My bad.
Let me set you straight on that, homegirl.
Oh, that's funny.
Actually, can I say something? And this is really messed up.
Yeah, say it.
But I actually had I had somebody when I was in high school who, when that whole Paula Goodspeed fiasco happened, I had somebody that I went to high school with who thought it was me who killed myself in front of Paula's house.
Oh my god!
That's awful. I was just thinking about Paula Goodspeed earlier.
Aw. Come on.
I can't believe you brought that up, Megan.
I know. Right? She's probably going to listen to this and be like, oh. Actually, funny thing is when I went to meet Rashana to see her, and I hadn't seen her in 2 years, I went to hug her, and she hugged me, and she said, oh. And I just kind of was like, oh, shit. And she said, I see what you post on Facebook, and I see what you tweet. And I think you need to start being nicer to people. And I was like, I'm sorry. And she's like, just remember, Megan, Paul is always watching you. And I was like, oh, like, that's creepy.
No way.
I'm like, Paul, that's creepy. Like, what? Let's see it.
There are a few people in the fandom who I do not get along with, and she knows about it. So, okay.
Dang. Oh my god. I'm reading one of your tweets, Megan, and I just laughed so hard.
What does it say?
The one that was like, when you call Fall Out Dibble when it's raining, Fall Out Drizzle.
Oh my god.
You dirty little girl.
What do you call Paula
That's
Drizzle?
Funny.
Paula Drizzle. Yes, my
That's
mind
funny.
Came up with that.
That was a good one.
Megan, you're
That's
a dirty
terrible.
Little woman.
Oh my god, I didn't even think in the...
Yeah. I am not. I'm not dirty. That wasn't dirty at all. I say dirty things, but no one needs to know about that. I'm a terrible person. Just ask Amy. When I drive, I hit everybody.
You hit everybody?
Well, I hit everybody.
Oh.
She has very bad road rage.
Me too.
Very bad. Very bad.
Everybody's a motherfucker. Everybody's an asshole. It does not matter if you are black, white, Asian, Jewish. I don't care what the fuck you are. If you cut me off, you're an asshole.
Is that Hillary Clinton?
And this
Clinton?
Has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with Paula Radio anymore. So I'm really glad now that Paula knows that I have revenge.
Is she listening? What is she listening?
Let's see how amazing her laugh
probably,
is on the ball
she's
hopping thing.
She's probably sitting in her house, freaking crying, laughing in the bathroom. She cries laughing. She sees herself.
Probably. Hey, let's all do our own Paula's laughter impersonation right now.
Oh my god, I can't.
Too many people already think I sound like her when I laugh, and I don't even hear it.
Yeah, girl, you sound
oh
like her.
God.
You look like her. You're supposed to be okay. So there's a show in Branson called Legends, and people like impersonate people. Like there's a Taylor Swift impersonator and a Michael Jackson impersonator. So what you need to do is come to Branson and impersonate Paula.
That's an idea.
Yeah.
I agree, though. Everybody
go,
do
Haley,
their Paula
you can
Abdul
make
laugh
mad
impersonations.
Money.
Everybody do their Paula Abdul laugh impersonations.
One, no. Two, three.
Go. What? We're not doing this right now.
go in order. Go in order. Megan, go first.
Oh, yeah, no, Megan is not doing that.
Amy, go first.
I'm not going.